This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Coupons, the paper kind that travel by snail mail, are making a comeback. Last year, marketers spent almost $45 billion on direct mail. Sally Herships has more on why paper promotions are getting a new life.
The mailbox has gotten to be a pretty lonely place, but a growing group of marketers is discovering it's a great spot to get consumers' attention. After all, email can get labeled as spam, online ads can get hit with blockers, and marketers need permission to text consumers. So
the one avenue that's still open is postal mail.
Neil O'Keefe is with the Data and Marketing Association. He says while paper coupons may have taken a little break, they're back. Consumers checking their mailboxes today may find offers like $20 off a Lyft ride or $50 off a Casper mattress. And today's offers are fancy, showing up in glossy black envelopes the size of wedding invitations. O'Keefe says paper mail can tempt us in a way email doesn't. He says just take a look at a classic example, a coupon from Charles Truett, British maker of men's clothing.
This is something that you don't throw away quickly.
Its coupon looks almost like a savings bond. It's printed on cream-colored paper with metallic ink.
They've made it look valuable, right? And it is. It's $30 off of a $100 shirt. That's real savings.
The company says it wants to say thank you to loyal customers. Email wouldn't have the same emotional impact. According to coupon marketing firm Velasys, nearly 90% of millennials use paper coupons they get in the mail. And the Data and Marketing Association says response rates to all direct mail are up 60% from a decade ago. Paper feels special again, and having a tangible presence can be especially helpful for online brands. David Bell teaches marketing at Wharton.
Pretty much every digital native vertical brand that was online first now has some kind of offline presence.
You can now buy Casper mattresses and Harry's razors at Target. Even Amazon has brick and mortar stores. And paper coupons are like tiny little neon signs sent right to the consumer.
Exactly.
Lindsay Andrews is co-CEO of MiniBarDelivery.com. It offers bottles of alcohol for same-day delivery in some big cities. She says it's hard to get more consumers to search for services like hers. Paper coupons help.
Hopefully people put it on their refrigerators, other people see it when they come over so you can get even more eyeballs.
Is the refrigerator like prime paper spot?
I would think so.
Andrew says some paper coupons aren't redeemed for months. In the meantime, even when they're stuck to the fridge, they are a constant reminder of a brand. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.